We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
You've got to get a new producer. You've got to get new co-host, WGR. Everybody needs to be fired.
Howard Simon.
Stop talking! All right. Oh, for God's sake! All right. Just stop for a second!
Jeremy White.
I'm in a really bad mood about everything right now. My entire sports life sucks.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I'm in a good mood today.
Yeah, my sports life doesn't... it doesn't suck now.
I'm feeling good. First, A, it's Friday.
Yeah, that's good.
B, the quarterbacks looked good last night.
Yeah.
C, Rasmus Dahlin is the Saber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
For me, let's go. Yeah. Top quarterback prospect kind of guy might be something, and the team's, you know, that's all happening.
It looks Rasmus like they may have a competent offensive coordinator.
Maybe.
I should have thrown
I hope
that
so.
Yeah.
Maybe. Rasmus Dahlin. Syracuse basketball is expected to be on the rise this year.
All right. Yep.
Syracuse football might be interesting. Yeah. Arsenal, the season starts tomorrow. Arsenal tied atop the table right now. Can't beat that.
And, of course, you're golfing today.
And my golf game is on is on point.
And I am going to do more Western New York tourism stuff today.
What are you doing?
Erie Canal tour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Wait, like
going up to Lockport.
Okay.
They do like a boat tour. You go through a couple of the locks. Beautiful. So I live a very boring life. This just in, but I'm going to go do the Erie Canal boat tour. I'm very excited about that.
Have you ever been through a lock?
No.
It's interesting. It's
boat rising and lowering to the next
fairly,
level of water.
It's fairly tame.
Okay.
I came up the Black Rock.
I didn't think
one.
It was going to be like you're going to drop 100 feet in 3 seconds.
Yeah. It's a wild ride.
like the Tower of Terror down at Disney, you know. Whoa, that was fun. So yeah, I need them. My next suggestion. I did the Buffalo River History Tour. Now we're doing the Erie Canal Boat Tour. I need another. The History Museum.
Have you done the jet boat?
I've done the jet boat.
Okay.
I've done the TR, the Roosevelt site, the Wilcox Mansion. So I need the next. Anyway, I digress. It's Football Friday. Go ahead.
Have you done the Frank Lloyd Wright stuff?
I have not.
There you go. There's your answer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I haven't done that stuff either.
I don't know. I will have to look at that next, I guess. You know me in history. Anyway. Josh Allen was Josh Allen from training camp last night. Some good, some bad. He's got a strong arm. We knew that. For me, I like the fact that he hit the short stuff with accuracy last night.
Yeah.
And Nathan Peterman did better than I thought he was going to do. He played well last night. A.J. McCarron played well last night. The passing offense looked good. Sal used encouraging. I'm not even going to give you a word. I was just happy with how the guys looked, I guess. I'm not going to read into it in terms of how the Bills' passing game will be this season. I know you're going to make me pick the Bills.
Yep.
But I was encouraged. And I thought Peterman moved into a dead heat now with McCarron. I still don't think Allen is going to start week one. But I thought all three guys looked good last night.
Yeah, and if you want to soften from encouraged and say, I'm not discouraged.
Okay, fine.
You know?
Maybe that would... Because I had very low expectations this season for this offense.
And I still might, but I'm less bullish on it for the next month because... Yeah. You know, it really does come down to the coordinator. They didn't have to have a terrible offense last year. Their coordinator was the wrong hire.
Yeah.
And we knew that from pretty much day one, and it was true the whole time, and then he got fired. So if they made a better choice at offensive coordinator, that can make a big difference. That's my hope for the offense has pretty much been rooted in just him being able to figure out how to get something to work because their skill position players at wide receiver are not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Their quarterbacks are not established. But if you can, you know, put it together in the right way, it can maybe work.
Nick tweeted in about last night, Josh Allen showed why they drafted him. He put on display his athletic ability and his strong arm. With no line help, no starting wide receivers, he showed why any true football fan with an ounce of football knowledge would see great potential. Looked to me very Favre-like. I wouldn't put the old Favre-like thing out there, but he is the guy that Sal has described to us at camp, as I said. Tremendous arm talent, you know, throws the ball 65 yards in the air. He has mobility. Yep. He's big. He's strong. So he has the, the ability to break out of sacks, step out of pressure. He can run. He, I think at least one time last night, ran for a first down. As I said, I thought he did a nice job with his accuracy on the short throws last night, a couple of screens, a throw in the right flat. So I thought for a debut for a rookie, it was a good night for Josh Allen. As I said, I thought Peterman, and couldn't have asked much more from Peterman or McCarron. I thought they both did a really good job last night. So anyway, we are taking your calls at 803-0550 on the quarterbacks, of course. And, you know, Shaq had a good game. Harrison Phillips had a nice sack last night. Marcus Murphy ran the ball well, also caught a pass or two, did a nice job in making his case for the number three running back. What else? Kelvin Benjamin had a good game last night, the one series. So there were some other things to talk about. Brian Daboll. So whatever's on your mind, you can share at 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. All right.
Time to make the changes in your program. Time for Howard to pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Can't we do this tomorrow?
No.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Silence in Baltimore. Panamanium in Buffalo.
Why would any pick I make be right?
All about that process, right?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Dumb right. luck, I guess.
So, a lot of things have changed since we last left Pick the Bills.
Indeed, have they?
Yes.
Really? Okay. And
yes.
What? Corey
Nathan
Coleman's
Peterman
here?
Has shown that he is 1A, 1B on the depth chart, or what? He played well. McCarron played well. We saw Kelvin Benjamin looks healthy. We saw Carolina's quarterback, who's the son of Gail Gilbert.
Oh, he actually looked good.
Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah.
And Tyler Heinicke. They both played fairly well against that Bills defense.
Ugh.
Problems in paradise with the Bills defense.
Yeah, the second half was...
You gotta wonder.
Awful.
I'm kidding, of course.
That was a really... Was Gilbert... Was Yeah, Teron Johnson had pretty good coverage, and he put a perfect touchdown throw in there.
Yep.
It was a thing of beauty to watch.
But we saw what looked like a competent passing game. Yeah, it's the preseason. Yeah, we know. You don't have to tell us. But that doesn't mean we can't change things. And
Corey Coleman's here. We didn't pick the Bills with Corey Coleman.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did?
You did.
Crap.
Yep.
All right, forget it.
But things that are different, maybe you watched other preseason games. Maybe you saw Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, he didn't have a good night, I guess.
He signed an autograph for his backup quarterback, Chase Daniel.
Okay.
And they played a trick on him.
Oh, Daniel was dressed up as some fan, right?
In the stands.
That's hilarious.
You know what that tells me? Not a lot of great field vision. He can't see that that's Chase Daniel. It's a problem. Maybe that knocks the Bears down a peg in your book.
Sure.
Looking else, the other, I'm trying to think. Oh, Andrew Luck. We mentioned that he's back. Deshaun Watson. Anyway, all right. Time to pick the Bills. I don't know who you want to make the starting quarterback for this version
Nathan
of it.
Peterman.
I think you should go Nathan Peterman. He started their last game. As of now, he's the starter of record.
You mean the next star quarterback who, if the Bills wanted to trade him, would gather them a first-round pick today?
At Baltimore. Tough test. The Ravens had a very good pass defense last year. Flacco, by the way.
I guess he's having a good preseason. I don't know how he played last night.
Flacco played well, and so did Lamar Jackson.
I know
by most accounts.
The reviews on Jackson were definitely better from the Hall of Fame game. You know, he didn't... 7 of 18 is not going to pop out at you, but apparently... He played better than he did against the Bears. I think I've had that a win for the Bills. I'll still give him a win. Why not? You know, Brian Daboll comes up with a nice scheme for week one, and the Bills find a way to get it done in Baltimore. Crab cakes for everybody.
All right, we're off and running. 1-0 coming home for that home opener. One of the best days of the year in Buffalo, the home opener. The L.A. Chargers come in.
Your tailgate goes well, but then your post-game party isn't going well.
The tailgate always goes well.
Yeah, so you're in a good place. So
post-game party always goes well.
Oh, does it? No matter what? Win or lose?
Yes.
You're not grousing and complaining and stressing and freaking?
No, I'm back where the food is.
And drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have that in the stadium, too.
I'll take a loss.
Which, by the way, quick aside,
yeah.
Lloyd is now in the stadium?
That's fantastic. It's great.
I mean... That's all.
Now I want to go to a Bills
game
this year.
Schmoyd?
Where did I see him the other day?
Is in the Schmadium? Who, Lloyd?
Yeah, the truck. It was out. Where the heck were we the other day? Were you with me, Jonathan? No, maybe Mom was with me. Jonathan's here, my son. I saw the taco truck the other day, and we thought, wow, that's interesting that they had it here. Maybe
well,
it was at some
now they're in the stadium, like that. And that's exciting. Hmm.
So no Nathan Peterman redemption game for Howard here.
He throws five touchdowns. They lose 42-35. How's that? Is that better? Are you tweeting that? Five touchdowns, but they lose. The defense falls apart. Next.
You want a loss there?
Yeah.
Okay. 1-1. At Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll still take a loss there.
1-2. At Green Bay.
Well, Peterman clearly would outplay Aaron No, I'll take a loss there, too.
Okay, 1-3, coming home for the Titans.
Hmm. Are we getting calls about Josh Allen? Yes, we are.
At 1-3, it depends how the offense looks. If the offense...
Well, they did put 35 up in the loss to the Chargers.
Five of the first seven on the road, too, by the way. Another reason that you might have... You might say, hey, let's give Allen some time here. This is a... We're playing a long game. Five of the first seven are on the road. We don't want to mess around with that. Then you've got a Monday night game against New England. The first eight games of the season, just like, relax. Anyway.
What are we? Home? Are we home Tennessee
1-3, home Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of the Titans, so I think that'll be a win. I feel confident about that game. I really do.
They had somebody play last night that kind of, not quite a breakout performance. I mean, who
for Tennessee?
Yeah, somebody put up a pretty nice... Hang on. Who's their stud rookie receiver? They've got some under-the-radar guy. My entire knowledge of the NFL is now this vague cloud of people I feel like I'm supposed to have on my dynasty team that I don't.
Yeah, I don't know who it was.
All right. Maybe they didn't even play.
They did play.
17-31, they lost to the Packers. Yeah, all right, I'll pull up some stats and see what they did. So you have them beating the Titans. All right, that's good. So 2-3 and at Houston.
Oh, golly, I don't know. I'll still take a loss there. Tough road game. That's a tough road game.
2-4 at Indy.
You keep telling me to be scared of the Colts. Like you're trying to influence here.
It's different if Andrew Luck is playing, and Andrew Luck appeared to do pretty well last night.
He played. You know, he got through a couple of series. I still think they're not that good, so I think that's a game that the Bills could win. So I'll still take a win there on the
3-4, home Monday night Patriots.
Peterman beats Brady.
He is the next Brady.
If he beats Brady, do we put up a statue right away? After the game, are they constructing it if he beats Brady?
Lost.
Out goes the old king, in comes the new king.
The torch passing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a loss.
All right, so 3-5, and this is where I think you might think the schedule softens a bit. There's still some tough games in here. Maybe the Jags, maybe the Patriots, but... It's Bears, Jets, Jags, Dolphins, Jets, Lions. That's a spot at 3-5 where you're going to say, can I get to 7-6? You know, can I get to... So, home Bears at 3-5.
A quick question for you, since the schedule is softening. What about the possibility of a quarterback switch there?
You tell me, is 3-5 mean switch?
I wouldn't think they would do it.
When they switched from Donovan McNabb, they were 2-7.
2-7. I wouldn't think they would.
That's what Andy Reid did with McNabb. That McDermott mentioned a couple cases, one of them being McNabb. They were 2-7. When Eli got put in, they were 5-4.
They had
lost a couple in a row.
Because the Bills might look at it. There are two ways you can look at it at 3-5. If you believe, quote, the schedule is softening, here's a good spot to put in Josh Allen. We just got through the tougher part of the schedule. Or maybe they think, well, this is a chance for Peterman to play his way out of this and get us back. I don't think they would make a change. Where are we at now? I'm sorry. I forgot which game it was.
home Chicago, totally the Bears.
A win. Sorry.
4-5. At the Jets.
I don't know.
You're going to have to watch Sam Darnold tonight and see what you think?
I actually am interested to see how he looks. I'll take a loss for now.
Okay. That's going to be a tough one because if you could have gotten to 5-5 with six to go and four of them at home, you know, that'll be a big one.
I think I think the Bills right now, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets are all going to be kind of close.
Yeah.
So that they could all split the. Anyway, yeah, so lost.
4-6. Bye week. Home Jags.
Yeah, I'll probably pick Jacksonville in that game. Yeah.
4-7. At Miami.
Boy, I don't know now. At Miami. Boy, where are they at that point in the season? Sure, win. I don't know.
5-7. Home Jets.
Win.
6-7. Don't stop this freight train. 6-7.
Is that the train whistle I hear blowing in my head?
Home Lions.
Sure, win. There's your freight train.
7-7.
Yeah.
In the hunt, alive, at New England.
Okay, forget it.
7-8.
Yeah, right.
Home Dolphins.
Win.
8-8.
Thank you, Brian Daboll. Passed the football last night, and I have you going 8-8.
Yeah.
Then for what it's worth, they played, you know, the ones are out there without two guys that we think are going to be in their top four receivers. No Zay Jones, no Corey Coleman. You know, Kyle Williams didn't play last night. Trent Murphy didn't play last night. Yeah, whatever. Fine. It's Friday and they looked good. I'll say 8-8, which I think is a 2-game improvement, 1-game improvement, whatever. What do you think, dude?
I mean, it's the preseason.
Right, which is here's the preposterousness of picking the Bills during the preseason.
Here's your stat of the day.
Okay.
This came from Joe at Buffalo Wins. Stat of the day is regarding the preseason. He sent this along because we always forget what happens in the preseason. It is like we have a blind spot for it. So did Josh Allen's rookie debut go really well? Did Nathan Peterman play really well last night? Well, rookie quarterbacks of the Bills and their preseason debuts. E.J. Manuel, J.P. Lossman, Trent Edwards, and Josh Allen. I have them all here. E.J. Manuel in his rookie preseason debut, 16 of 21, 107 yards, a touchdown, and 28 yards rushing.
That's pretty good.
J.P. Lossman's preseason rookie debut, 5 for 5, 55 yards, and 37 rushing.
Okay.
Trent Edwards' preseason debut, 10 of 11, 49 yards.
Okay, that's not that great.
Josh Allen, 9 of 19, 116 yards, 29 yards rushing.
Does that mean Edwards was checking down a lot that night if he went 10 of 11 for 49 yards? It's not a lot.
The Bills played, and there's another one I had here from Joe, that the Bills played a Colts preseason game. The offense scored 44 points.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like,
when?
You just never know. Then there have been years the Bills look bad, and they go to Kansas City and put 41 up in the first game of the season.
Yeah, right.
You just think, what?
You scored 44 in a preseason game? Was that the year? No. Was that the EJ 2-minute drive?
I don't remember. I don't, yeah. It was in Indianapolis somewhere along the way.
It's a preseason game. You're not supposed to remember. All right, 803-0550 to join us this morning as we get your thoughts in on the preseason opener last night. Josh Allen, the quarterback competition. And the important question, I don't think it'll change anything. Do you believe it'll impact the plan at quarterback, the reps, for any of the three guys? McCarron, Peterman, Allen, will it change anything? You can share your thoughts on that as well at 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. When we get back, it is Football Friday. We're talking about the Bills, but I want to give you a reason, a really big reason why you should go to an Arizona Cardinals game this season. Oh, code word, right. Brayton's looking at me like, hey, dummy, don't forget the code word. Let's go with POP. P-O-P. That's easy enough. Text it to 72881. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in. Message and data rates may apply. Again, POP 72881. If you text it in, you have a shot at the $1,000 in our National Win Cash Contest. Shope and the Bulldog will have four more code words coming up this afternoon. And we don't want to ruin your weekend. If you don't win, we're going to play the contest again all next week. So you'll still have lots of opportunities, but play this time around. Text POP to 72881. Good luck.
Okay. McLeod in the slot right side and Dupree wide to the right. The snap. This time a strike thrown over the middle, caught by Ray McLeod at the 45-yard line, and he is pushed out of bounds at midfield. A 25-yard pickup. Demetrius Cox makes the tackle right over the middle. He's got an absolute cannon for an arm, Mark, and he used it there.
It's Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
The pitch line to deep left, and it's gone. It is far. It is gone. What a bullet. What a bullet. A high line drive over the auxiliary scoreboard, over the grandstand, and into the bleachers. You can't hit the ball harder than that. A Stantonian home run.
The highest velocity speed on a ball going out of a park this year, I believe was the stat from Giancarlo Stanton last night. John Sterling on the call. Yankees beat the Texas Rangers, steadying the ship after sweeping the White Sox and then going into Texas with a win there. Baseball tonight and this weekend at Coca-Cola Field. The Bisons have their second-to-last home weekend on the schedule. It is a bash tonight. Yep, Friday night bash, so great night to be out there. 7:05, get out there early for the pregame happy hour. Hall of Fame induction ceremonies tonight as well. Afterwards, in addition to the postgame fireworks, family campout night. So you can camp out in center field after the game. Mom and Dad, get the tickets for tomorrow. It's superhero night. There are still some four packs available. Over 50 superhero and villains to meet, and there's a postgame show on the field as well. The four pack will get you four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one superhero cape, one shield for $86. That'll save you about 20%. Those four packs are available at Bisons.com. And there's post-game fireworks. And then Superstars caps off a big weekend downtown. So head over to their website, Bisons.com. You can get tickets to any of these games, all these games. You can even look ahead to the final homestand of the year, including Fan Appreciation Night, which is always a big draw. Pick out the game you want to go to, then pick out the seats you want to sit in, and then you can print your tickets out on your computer. Very simple to do and all available at Bisons.com. So here's why you got to go to an Arizona Cardinals game this year. It has nothing to do with Josh Rosen possibly playing.
Is it because their stadium is awesome? Because it is.
I don't know. I haven't been there. I've only seen it. I've seen it from the interstate.
It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It should be. I mean, you know, it's like a big like Final Four, Super Bowls. No, there's a burger challenge at Arizona Cardinals games this year. A $75 burger.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that challenge.
It's really not that much. You want to know what's in it? You already know.
Hopefully $80.
It's 5 1/3-pound hamburger patties, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 5 hot dogs, 5 bratwursts, 20 slices of American cheese, 12 ounces of fries, shredded lettuce for your health, tomatoes, pickles, and sauce on a 10-inch bun. That's all on one burger. So here's the deal. It's $75. The Cardinals say anybody who finishes this burger, it weighs 7 pounds, in under an hour, wins a jersey. And you get your photo on the video board inside the stadium. Takers? And I assume you have to do it yourself. You cannot have friends help
it did change. You get a jersey?
It's a jersey.
It's not like a jersey that says burger on it,
no,
right?
No, I assume it's a cards. Like I assume it's a all cards of a sudden, jersey.
That challenge is worth taking.
Okay. $75 under an hour. 7-pound burger. You'd be so sick. First, who's going to... Okay, I shouldn't say that. Maybe some guy who...
Go through it again. How's it a 7-pound burger if there's 3 3-pound patties?
There's 5 3-pound patties.
Okay, that's not 7 pounds.
8 slices. There's 8 chicken tenders, 5 hot dogs, and 5 bratwursts.
On the burger.
There's no way. They'd have to wheel you out in an ambulance if you tried eating this thing.
It's going to be tough.
You'd be.
But the fact that you get a jersey makes it, you know.
So when you're lying in that hospital bed and they're pumping your stomach, at least you have a jersey.
You're going to need an extra large, sir.
Where's the Larry Fitzgerald?
You're going to need an extra.
I'm just going to stop right there. That's the line. No. That ends the discussion. So that's that is an awesome piece of food. I don't even know how you could get through like more than like 2 or 3 bites on this thing. With all that stuff in there. There you go. Great idea who came up with this. Good luck with that.
I got a good tweet here from Joe, who wrote in about the game last night. I think this sums it up the most about how Bills fans are probably feeling today. Joe writes in, last night was a nice change from the many past preseasons when the Bills offense couldn't move the ball at all. It was nearly unwatchable. Mm-hmm. Preseason or not, I'll take what we saw yesterday over what we used to endure. Right. I think that's totally fair, and that's right. It doesn't mean it's going to translate the regular season, but, man, don't you... There was a point at the... I'll put it this way. In the second half, whenever Carolina had the ball, I was annoyed.
I'd be sure.
Like, come
just
on.
Get off the field. Right.
I don't care about the
get
de-
it.
I just
it.
Don't care about the second team defense. I don't care about...
Second team, third team
defense. Right. Just... It dragged a bit there. But other than that, I am excited to watch this this Browns game this week. I'm excited to see Mayfield. I mean, he has impressed some people.
I only saw clips this morning on the highlights, and I saw he had a couple touchdowns. I didn't see the one to Callaway, but I saw the one to Njoku in the back of the end zone. Nice throw. It's a really nice throw. And he seemed to make plays on the run, you know, getting outside the pocket. He can throw the ball downfield. Again, just on Twitter during the game, following whether it's Browns reporters or even national media, there were a lot of people, because the game was on NFL Network, I think, live last night, there were a lot of people tweeting about Mayfield, and everybody was tweeting about how good he looks.
Well, if they all live up to exactly what they were supposed to in preseason game number one, Allen did. Mayfield did.
Did, yeah.
The thing that I thought about Mayfield coming out was he's the best, one of the best I've ever watched in college, at least, in the pocket. Mm-hmm. And some of his highlights are hanging in the pocket and throwing down the field. If Darnold tonight lives up to his billing, he'll be good and improvisational, and he'll fumble.
Right, his ball security, yeah. Right.
If Lamar Jackson, he has lived up to it pretty much. He's shown mobility. He's shown some flashes.
Yep.
Josh Allen, who are we missing? Rosen. If Rosen lives up to it, he'll have some impressive plays and then refuse to, I don't know what, he'll do something entitled.
And then he'll tweet something crazy after the game.
Yeah, right. He'll play relatively well, and then after the game, we'll question why the NFL preseason exists and make totally reasonable points, and everyone will say, that's right, you shouldn't say that.
Why do we have to be vanilla in the preseason? Challenge me! Give me some real plays! Scheme! I think I'm planning on watching all these guys, whether live or DVR'd, whatever. Darnold's game is live tonight. I am curious to see that. Yeah, it's funny. Somebody tweeted me and said, isn't that, why would you torture yourself? It's not torture. I mean, I know you bring up Fear Bunker and all that stuff. I am genuinely interested to see what these guys do. And sure, if Allen doesn't play well and Rosen has a great career in Arizona, yeah, it's gonna suck. But I really want to see what these guys are doing. And if the Bills weren't playing last night, I would have watched Baker Mayfield. Apparently Tyrod Taylor had a good night too, for what it's worth. I can't wait for Friday's game. I really can't. I think last night's quarterback play, again, your preseason pledge, I know I didn't take it, but I will subscribe to, don't go overboard. But last night's quarterback play was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, both number ones had a really good night, Peterman and McCarron. Peterman, again, I still think has limitations to his overall passing game. He can't make all the throws that I think you need to make on a regular basis in the NFL. What he did last night was he stayed within his game. And his game is, let me make that first read, let me get the ball out on time, short throws, outside the numbers. He was accurate, very accurate last night. That's his game. I think there are shortcomings to him that, when all is said and done, will lead to him not winning this competition. And it isn't even as much that, you know, McCarron came out and wowed me last night. He didn't. He was effective at what he did. Did he blow me away? No, he didn't. But I think when all said and done, he can make some throws that Peterman can't. I think McCarron can use more of the field than Peterman can. And I think McCarron will ultimately win the competition. From Josh Allen's perspective last night, he was fine. You know, there was one really stupid, crazy throw that you should never do. And he missed some other throws, but he also exhibited the cannon, the rocket over the middle, the touchdown to Ray McLeod. We know he can throw the ball 65 yards downfield. We've seen it at camp, but he's got to hit it. He missed those in camp. He overthrew guys in camp. He overthrew Foster last night. Granted, Foster didn't help him out by slowing down on the play. But it was a good night. I really was. I was happy. They came out. They threw the ball. They executed. They ran some screen passes pretty well. You know, Dable showed some things in terms of different personnel groupings, different packages, motion, different looks. It was a good night. It was an encouraging performance from the offense tonight when really they didn't try and run the ball. They were trying to pass it and see what the quarterbacks could do. So all in all, by preseason standards, very happy with it. 803-0550 to join us. Let's get to Scott next here on Football Friday. Go ahead, Scott.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure, thanks for calling.
It's just last night. But having said that, isn't it time that they just put the ball on the 25-yard line for the kickoff? I've never seen such a waste of time. All the kicks went out of the end zone, I think, if I remember right. And it just seems like we're risking injuries, more advertisements. Wouldn't it be better for the game if they just put the ball on the 25 and said, let's play?
I think so, yes.
There were a handful of returns, but they've pretty much, we said this last season, Scott, I don't think anything's changed. They've pretty much almost killed the kick return. And I'm all for safety, don't get me wrong. You know, I was willing to have an open mind on the new rules to see if maybe it would lead to some more returns. Last night, again, the touchback is just line the ball up at the 35, the guy kicks it 10 yards out of the back of the end zone, touchback, boom. It's really boring. You know, I think it's really hard to have an effective kick return game anymore in the NFL. So, yes, I think they've pretty much, over the time with the rules changes, they've pretty much wiped out the kick return. As I said, I'm willing to see if these new rules help it at all. The no running start for the coverage team, although, again, no two-man wedges. I'm willing to give it a shot to see if it does create more returns. I still think it's too easy for kickers at the 35 to boot it for a touchback. And what fun is that? It's really boring. Honestly, keep in mind, it was Mark Murphy, who's president of the Packers. After the rules changes were announced with the kick coverage, he basically said, you know, we'll see that the kickoff is on a short leash. So I think they want to see how this plays out this year. Injuries went up last year. I believe there were more reported concussions on kickoffs. So they want to see how it plays out. My guess is that we are headed to the point where there's no kickoff because it's just the play itself has become next to nothing in terms of the football game. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What do you got coming up in Extendo Sprots today?
I had something that I'm going to have to find again.
Oh, you know what? I can bring up a quick little note in Extendo Sports. There was a first in the NFL last night. First ever in the history of the NFL last night. Took place at the Browns-Giants game. I can tell you what that was.
A guy named Baker threw a touchdown pass.
Are they calling him the touchdown maker?
They will eventually if he makes a lot of touchdowns.
That's the official nickname for him in Cleveland. Nope, something else happened last night. I'll tell you about it, though.
A guy named Saquon had his first ever NFL carry.
He did. Is he the first Saquon in the history of the NFL?
Might be.
39 yards on his very first carry.
It was a good carry.
I didn't see the highlight. I guess he made a few guys miss on his run. Nope, that's not it either. We'll tell you when we get back. We're also taking your calls and talking about the Bills game last night on Football Friday, 803-0550 to join us. Instigators coming up at the top of the hour on WGR.
Here's the first down play, and Josh Allen throws into the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! What a strike! What a strike thrown by Josh Allen to Ray McCloud. A 14-yard touchdown pass. Josh Allen is on the scoreboard.
It's Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, a couple notes. One, we were talking about how last night's game impacts the practice reps. I think Sal said the Bills were practicing today. I texted him to double check because I thought it was kind of odd that they would practice the day after a night game. But I thought he mentioned they were practicing today. They are back at Fisher Sunday. That's a 2:15 practice. However, you need a ticket for it. And I was just at the Bills website. It looks like the locations where tickets were available are all sold out of their tickets. But we will see if today and Sunday anything changes with the practice reps based on last night's game. Okay, a couple things real quick. One, what happened last night at the Giants game? First in NFL history. Fans at an NFL game in the U.S. could place a legal wager from their seats inside the stadium on their phones. New Jersey approved legal sports betting just a month or two ago, whenever it was. So for the first time at an NFL game in the United States, Giants fans, Browns fans, anybody who was at the game last night was able to place a bet on the game. Also, one other quick note. Sabres reportedly, what you said, the reports are they're offering 4.5 to Reinhart. Forget it.
4.5, and he's looking for 5.75.
Christian Dvorak just got a 6-year contract extension from the Arizona Coyotes. He has been in the league 2 years. He scored 15 goals with 33 points his first year, 15 goals with 37 points last year, numbers that are lower than Reinhart. And he just got 4.45 on the average for his contract. So forget 4.5. I don't know if he gets his 5.7, if that's what he's trying to get, but forget 4.5. You're low, Sabres. You're going to have to boost it.
How many years should it be?
I still wouldn't give him more than a couple, two, 3 years.
And a big, long
deal.
Conversation on Twitter with a couple guys that were adamant that the Sabres should go long-term and they should not do the bridge deal because if you bridge and then he hits, you have to pay him more. And I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay him more. You could trade him. You could sign him for 2 years or 3 years on a bridge deal and still have his rights and decide if he's the right kind of player you want to keep around. They don't have to go mega deal. Sometimes teams do that and they save money. Nathan MacKinnon is below market value because of what they signed him to, and mm-hmm. so is Scheifele. And there are a lot of guys that kind of fit that. The question comes to, do I have to continue to pay Sam Reinhart? No, it doesn't mean I let him walk. Maybe I want to allocate that $7 million to a guy like Jeff Skinner instead.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily actually Skinner. So I would think the Sabres want to do the bridge deal. It g- gives you roster flexibility. Life in the NHL, sure, there are lots of 6, 7, 8 year deals where you say, it's going to be a bargain down the line. There are others where you get 2 years in and think, oh boy, I wish I had some flexibility here.
Yeah, I just don't see... The Sabres don't have to do the long-term deal.
No, they don't. Just, and he might not want it anyway.
And I feel like, I don't know, it's probably unfair. I think it's unfair to call Reinhardt a gamble. I mean, he's been productive.
I think he's probably going to be a 60-point player at his peak.
Yep.
He'll be 50 to 60 most years.
Yeah, so it's not a gamble. I just don't feel the need. I just don't know why. I'm not sure how much money it saves you long-term, and I just don't see where the Sabres are in a position where it makes the best business sense to give a long-term deal to Sam Reinhardt. Sal texted back, yes, the Bills are practicing today at 4:45. Sean McDermott will talk to the media at 4:15. Sal will be on hand to cover it all. There's one other thing I was going
to
mention.
I got something to get to.
I can't remember. Go ahead.
It is a wonderful time of year. Wonderful. Sure, it's still summer, but football's upon us. You're getting closer to the truly elite
it's
season.
It's not hashtag fall elite yet.
It's not hashtag fall elite, but fall is elite. And one more signpost along the way will appear tomorrow, technically today and tomorrow. Today, 3 o'clock, Manchester United in Leicester City.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, your first Premier League morning, 7:30.
Okay.
Tottenham and Newcastle, I think it's on.
Breakfast and soccer. Breakfast and football.
Coffee and Premier League. It starts tomorrow.
Okay. You're in your glory, huh? So you're not golfing tomorrow morning. You're staying home to watch
soccer.
You
know what? No, actually, I'm going to golf. I'm golfing at 8 tomorrow.
Can you watch on your phone? That's probably you don't do that.
I don't need to, yeah. Okay. Yeah, golf's going to replace my Premier League mornings to a point. But when you like me and you get up early on weekend mornings anyway,
play in the show.
Man. Premier League Saturdays.
No, it's DVRing of games, going back and watching them? You're not really into that?
No. Okay. I don't DVR anything.
Shows you do, not sporting
nothing.
Events.
Nothing, no.
Oh, really?
No.
No, I still DVR stuff.
You can watch all that stuff on demand, online. I'm going to watch it on my computer.
Don't explain it to me. It makes it too complicated.
Okay.
Let me have my DVR. At least I'm not using a VCR. All right, Instigator's coming up next, and we are back Monday morning at 6. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.